Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're on the doorstep of World War III right here.
Fucking Ukraine has been invaded. We're all trying to figure out when is gas going to go up? When is the U.S. going to get involved? When is NATO going to be done with this shit and blow all of Europe to smithereens?
All we can do is drink beer and wait. And then very odd.
Drink beer and watch some more snow.
Yes, more snow. Wish there was summer, and this beer is making me wish it was summertime. Look at these little friends on this Casa Humilde.
You're right about that, man.
The little orange buddies.
The fourth wall over at District Brew Arts. Casa Humilde Media Naranja. I have no idea what that means, Brett. This is a pale ale with mosaic, citra, and orange peel.
Yeah.
This is pretty good stuff. You know, I like the way that orange peel just kind of accents those hops. I got nothing but good vibes out of this cup right now.
Yeah, I don't always like a lot of the things from Casa Humilde because they do weird flavors. Okay. Or maybe weird's the wrong, interesting flavors that I don't necessarily want. Like I had a Michelada beer.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I was like, I don't know if I want that. Spicy and tomatoey, tasted like a Michelada, but I didn't want that to drink as my beer.
Yeah, it's kind of like I like smoked things, but often you don't want like I think Floyd's had a beer called Ham on Rye. It was either right. Floyd's or Pipeworks.
It tasted like a ham sandwich.
You don't want a meat flavored product in your glass, so I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, but this one,
even if you like meat.
I feel this one. This one's good.
Oh, dude. There's a harmony here that is very nice. You know, it's like nice and cloudy. It's got just enough orange, you know.
And we got proper glassware.
Oh, yeah.
Going on.
Yeah, man. Proper glassware.
They're the only ones with glasses. When you pick up merch from District Brew Yards, you can get a District Brew Yards glass or a Casa Humilde glass.
Casa Humilde Cerveceria. What did they do on the fourth wall? Was it guest or was it just an empty wall?
It was empty. I think they talked about doing some guests, but they snuck in here with the new brewery.
Right on. I bet you like the Day of the Dead parties there is probably pretty killer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, we're gonna sip on this. I may swing by there this weekend and talk to Dan from around the bend.
Oh, right on.
He's got some new beer that's coming out, so see what's up with him. All right, so do we just dive in to Twisted Hippo, or do we talk about our week first?
You're running the show, Brad, so
I feel like we got to talk about it, right? It's hanging, it's weight above us. It's a sadness.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Twisted Hippo pretty much burned down earlier this week.
Yeah.
So three alarm fire. You know, I was looking at fires, and I'm like, did you know fires go up to 10 alarms?
Oh, I thought it was 5.
No.
The max was 5.
No.
To like a hurricane.
It goes up to 10. A 3-alarm fire is so large that it requires the presence of different units, but it goes all the way up to 10.
What's 10 then?
Like, shit, I think 10 is like...
planets burning?
I think 10 is like a, you know, once in a lifetime kind of fire, right?
I feel like that's too many... Like, 3 took down an entire building.
I always thought it was 5. I always thought it was 5. Yeah. But on a serious note, nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
We've been to Twisted Hippo twice. We recorded twice from there. And then they're usually closed on Mondays. So this fire broke out at like 3 in the morning. Now, had it broken out, just because it's closed.
Was it break out Monday night or was it Sunday night?
So that would have been like
Sunday night.
Sunday night. So, but what if it happened like in the morning? It could have been a different story. Brewers are notorious for having an early start for brew days.
Right. And this happened to also be a holiday or a sort of holiday, a President's Day. So some people were off work that day.
Yeah. So, but Illinois craft brewers jumped into action. You know, Skeleton Key out in the burbs had had the tornado rip through their joint.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte from Microphone started a GoFundMe for them. She did the same thing for the Twisted Hippo guys.
Okay.
And the show of support, I think, is probably the thing that is the most memorable thing of all this. It's like a lot of people came out and met their goal like immediately and had to raise it. So
that's great because, the insurance, you know, I'm sure they'll get insurance, but it doesn't cover like the staff for being out of work or just the time it takes to get that insurance money because they're going to have to do an investigation, wild the fire start, blah, 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 insurance companies.
Yeah, so the building next door to Twisted Hippo caught fire. It spread to Twisted Hippo and most of the joint burned down.
Mm-hmm. And then it hit like, you know, nitrous and CO2 tanks and just kind of, that was a lot of the explosions. I'm shocked this took down that entire building. Like, the apartment building was just rubble.
Yeah, shit is real. I mean, you know, Mike Palin from Microphone used to be the head brewer at that place, and I think he helped build out the original layout of that place.
Okay.
So there's a firewall in between, like, where the tap room ends and where they had planned, like, that live music venue. There's a firewall there, so you could see the firewall still intact with all this rubble. But then I think the flames jumped over the firewall.
Right, because it's a wood roof, technically, and the bow truss roof looks great.
So, but since the brew house is in the very front of the building, I was often wondering, like, maybe they can salvage the tanks. I imagine that's the most expensive piece of equipment in there is the tanks.
Sure.
But I rode by there today, and it looks like the tanks are still in there, and it looks like it's covered, and it's just kind of a mess. And
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to have to demolish the building, they said, because the walls are buckled now. There's no support on them, so I think the safest thing to do is to knock it down. I think they were worried about firefighters going in too and trying to put out fire that was inside because of if the wall collapsed on them or things like that.
2018, we recorded at Twisted Hippo when they first opened. And then 2021, I think, so last summer, we recorded there.
Yeah.
First time it was upstairs. And second time it was in the back with the wee baby hippo. And the dad, Carl Rutherford.
Right.
Yeah. And I think they were kind of saying how they kind of shrunk their market footprint as far as retail because they wanted to concentrate on moving more product out of tap room.
And with COVID, they kind of needed to be a little more focused.
They needed to pivot, right. Everybody needed to pivot. So it seems like they kind of dialed in that space more than the two previous tenants. We talked about Break Room. We talked about Finch. Finch literally came in, painted the steps yellow, hung a neon bird. But it was the exact same space as fucking Break Room. And then I think this place was kind of a reimagined thing, like totally new experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was kind of excited for them. They're from that area, so they were kind of committed to, hey, let's just have this really be a true like hub, you know, the way a brew pub should work. So, and then it seemed like they had more traction. I think they were there, I think 3 years old, so they probably outlasted, you know, the Break Room era and the Finch era. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
So, and it feels like they just got there.
Also, like, COVID happened, so sort of lost any momentum they might have gained in that first year. And then they came out on the other side. They weren't one of the places that could have closed or did close, and they made it through.
Yeah, Fire Rabbit shut down during the pandemic. All
right. So,
Kings and Convicts or Ballast Point shut down.
So they came out the other side to have this happen.
It's probably annoying as fuck. It's devastating. Yeah. All your shit burned up. Can you imagine if all your shit burned up? Dude, I'd be mad as hell. I'd be bitter. Even if I was okay, I'd still be salty as fuck. You know, that's tough. That's a very tough thing to deal with.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Skeleton Key, are they rebuilding?
Yeah.
They are.
So, but I don't know much about it, you know, because it's so far out.
Yeah. So it's too early to tell, but I don't know if Twisted Hippo, do they find a new spot? Do they build?
I'd like to know more. I read that they were they might have been packaging some of their stuff out of Great Central. Yeah, I saw that.
So maybe they go with that for a little while, but shit.
Yeah, I wish them a speedy recovery. I hope they rebuild. I've known those guys for a real long time. Mary Lee and Carl Rutherford, always super cool. Always nice to see them. And when I think it was Chef Juan Kim who used to throw these homebrew events, and then he would always be like, "Yo, I've got this couple that have 24 beers on draft at their home. You need to come meet them." You know, and this was like, I don't know, every bit of like that. I feel like 10 years ago now.
Yeah, I first ran into him at Beer Hoptacular at one of the Aragon when it was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were like upstairs. So that was the first time I had their beer. I think they were Twisted Hippo at that point because they were Rude Hippo for like a minute. But I think they were Twisted Hippo.
Yeah, because there was another, I think it was a sour brewery called, and it was also another couple.
Rude Boy, right?
Rude Boy. So Rude Boy and Twisted Hippo joined forces. So there was the Rude Hippo era. And then they went back to being Twisted Hippo. What I liked about them was that that presence that you see, that really kind of wild, funky, vibrant fucking thing they got with their branding and their names of their beers and all those flavors, all those recipes, that was them back in the homebrew days.
Like yeah.
It was a very polished thing for a long time. So it was kind of cool to see them kind of make the leap, you know, because a lot of people don't. You know, I think New Oberfalls out in Indiana, and then Twisted Hippo, and then Ailman out at 18th Street.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, not everyone is focused to fucking make the leap from, you know.
The homebrew days.
Homebrew to... and connect it to just being a pro brewer.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, man. I hope they pull through on this.
And I had just moved, not too far from there. It was like I had gone there once over the summer last year, and then this happened. Like that was probably Aris might be a little closer, but that was the second closest like brew pub where you could get food and beer.
Yeah, I think classic style is like a new take on classic styles, like adding an ingredient, taking a Kolsch or pils or an IPA, and just kind of giving it a different ingredient.
Right, and not just taking a different ingredient and making it a beer because you can. Like, that's no fun when you're like, I got a cucumber and I'm going to make it into a beer. Not thinking it's about the cucumber, right? No, you got to make it about the beer. Yeah. They were, that sucks.
Yeah, so cheers to those guys, man.
Yeah, I know you tweeted out some pictures or put them up on Instagram. So, yeah, feel bad. So, somber way to start off this episode. Wow, what places did you hit up then this week? On a little more positive note.
Where did I go today this week? Cheers to More Brewing, slowly becoming a frequent visitor there. All of a sudden, I don't know how the fuck that happened. Villa Park, went to pick up Special Reserve Mendy. Special Reserve Mendy is a double imperial stout with nothing. It's aged in old Rip Van Winkle barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went out there for pickup. That was an Ozenart thing that I just kind of forgot about, you know, because you don't know if it's a draw or if you outright bought it. So you just kind of, they charge a card either way, and then you just forget about it. So this was a pickup.
Okay.
And I was glad it wasn't fucking Huntley.
Right. Yeah. Well, how was the beer?
I was a fan. I think it was $5 a pour.
Okay.
And, I like the layers in it. You know, you get some oak tannins, but then you get a little espresso, but then you also get a little fudge. You know, it was a nice little contrast. You get kind of like a bitter chocolate with just a little bit of sweet chocolate, you know. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, I didn't think it was one note at all. I thought it had some nuance, so I was cool with it.
Nice. You know?
Didn't go with the Italian egg roll.
Not the Italian. Oh, the Italian beef.
Italian beef egg rolls. Yeah.
I was thinking Italian, like a spaghetti egg roll.
No. I went with something a little lighter. They got like a mushroom vegan thing and like some sweet potato fries. Went with that.
Okay.
And then I went cheese curds. So I'm not like... It's not like I'm over here trying to live a healthy life. You know, I just didn't feel like having a burger. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I got that. And I think that was the only thing I got. And then, like an asshole, you know, I took the bottle of whiskey to the bar so I could take pictures because I knew they'd have barrels there. And, let the guy know, let the bartender know, like, hey, man, I got nothing going on. So I'm here on a Monday and I have this bottle of whiskey. it's closed. I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
I am going to take pictures all through this bitch, though. So I ended up doing that. That was fun.
Nice. Okay. Then did you stop in the Lunar?
No. I got the hell out of there. Oh, you know where I went, man? I went to fucking, I went to Emmett's.
Emmett's.
You know, and this is, once I got there, I'm like, yo, this is a place I've never been.
I don't think I've ever been to Emmett's either.
One of these, man. This is
good. Go for it.
Emmett's has three locations, and I can remember just always seeing them in the early days at festivals.
Right.
You know, but honestly, I didn't know shit. I never know anything about Emmett's, so
I sort of wrote them off as a.
You just assume it's
as
just,
like a rock bottom. A weaker what rock bottom? Like
a further, well, not further away. Rock bottom is around too. But yeah, like
just like, yeah, you're like rock bottom, but like copycat kind of thing.
The multiple location thing, you're like, why are there so many of them?
Yeah.
Who's what investment firm is behind this? Is this really, you know?
Yeah, but Mr. Emmett.
Is this TGI Fridays and they just got a fucking brewery? What's going on here? Right? I'm with you. So I never went.
But now you've done it. You've done what many have not been able to do.
Man, the first thing you notice, man, well, I mean, it's like an Irish pub, you know. You go in, it's an Irish pub. But there's a ton of medals in this joint, like awards for their beers. Hmm. Yeah. World Beer Cup and FOBAB and Great American Beer Fest. Yeah, so I went with the Munich Light Lager.
Okay.
That was their silver medalist at the JBF. I went with that. Look at this, man. I mean, it was a while ago. But a Festival of Barrel Aged Beers gold medal for Imperial Barrel Aged Stout 2004. They were runner up, man. Yeah. So I was surprised at the number of medals. I think I counted 11 in competition, like major competition. So
that's not bad.
Yeah. I didn't know shit about Emmett. Emmett is actually a guy that used to brew in Milwaukee. And his name's Gary, but his grandfather's name is Emmett. So he named a joint after him.
Okay. All right.
West Dundee was the first one. And then Palatine and Downers Grove came online after that.
Okay.
And I don't know which order, but yeah. Did you see the Palatine? So they reached out, man. We posted and then they reached out and they said, hey, you should come up for a brew day, man, at the West Dundee location.
I guess.
Yeah, he's a new brewer. He said he started in November.
Can we do a Chicago Beer Pass?
I'm saying, if we did a Chicago Beer Pass beer, what would we even do? Well, they're probably going to want to drive that talk. But if they say brew whatever, what would we brew?
Well, you're going to want to do a black IPA, right?
I mean, I don't sound bad, especially if it's going to be good.
I feel like we'd be, yeah.
But they are a, on the menu, there's like, they're like classic German stuff. So they had a stock ale on, which was basically like a, I would say like a toasted German dark ale,
okay.
Right? With, yeah, they call it a deliberation ale, whatever the fuck that means. But
or we should do like a dark Polish pils. Is that a thing?
Okay.
Like it'd be like an evening Kolsch kind of thing.
And we're gonna go evening Polish Kolsch here.
A dark Polish pils.
I'm not against it. I just want something with some flavor. Two things, right? Well, obviously it's got to be good, but then it's got to be something that they like to make anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You go out there and be like, "Hey, make this Belgian barley wine," and they make it, and you know you hate it because that's not.
What Don't put my name on it.
But yeah, we might go out there. I think we should check it out. We should dig into it and see what's going on.
That would be really fun if we could, even if it's not a Chicago Beer Pass beer, even if it's just to like us to do it, or maybe we get a little line item like brewed with.
Yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. They said, well, the brew house is actually surprisingly pretty big, so it's a 15 barrel system just like Haymarket.
Oh.
But then they got 3 30 barrel fermenters and then they got a 45 barrel milk fermenter.
Shit, okay.
So they're making a ton of beer in this joint. They're making more beer than Haymarket. At this location.
At that location, okay.
So I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
let's hit them up. Let's make this happen. And then we can do a interview out there with them.
I think, you know, maybe just take, we haven't done a show on the road in forever. Well, fucking Ravinia. That was last time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm kind of glad I went. I thought it was good. Nice. Yeah, it was a good hang.
Cool.
So.
It's Downers Grove.
Downers Grove, hello.
Nice. Cool. I was also out that way. I was in Lisle again.
You stay in Lisle, man. What's going on?
This time I went to Bavarian Lodge.
Brad's going to be like, yeah, I bought a condo on this one.
I happen to, on my way, or we were out that way, running some errands and stuff, and then we were meeting family for dinner there, and we were maybe like 30 minutes early, and we were like, should we stop in a Bubble House and get a beer beforehand? It was very tempting, but I had just been there, and I was like, this would look ridiculous if I posted another picture at Bubble House.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Probably not. So, if you took different pictures, I guess.
So we skipped it and just decided to get an early drink at the bar at Bavarian Lodge. So we did that. Well, because you can't do reservations at Bavarian Lodge. It's sort of first come, first serve.
Like
so
a beer hall, right?
We put our names in, and then they will never seat you until your whole party's there. So I put our names in, and then once everyone got there, I would let them know, and they're like, okay, come on back.
Fucking early 2000s tap list, fucking Three Floyds, Dogfish Head, fucking Allagash, what, Avery?
Avery's on there. I have was with my aunt, and she ordered an Avery beer.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of Avery. I haven't seen Avery. I've been to the Avery Brewery in Colorado.
Yeah.
But I have not drank an Avery beer in, I don't know, 5 years?
I used to get Mistopheles if I ever saw it. Okay. Yeah, it was 1 12-ounce bottle, like fucking 17%, just monster beer.
Yeah, but what they did have on that I got two of, like we were there for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. We ate and drank for 4 hours at Bavarian Lodge. Brian Boru.
Oh, man, you got Brian Boru.
They had Brian Boru on tap. I have not seen.
I'd have probably got Brian Boru too, man.
I got two Berus.
You got two Brian Berus. That's the Irish ale from Floyd's.
Yeah, it's their hoppy Irish ale.
That's good stuff. I got nothing but good memories about fucking Brian Boru.
Brian Boru must be in the store, right?
It's got to be. It is. Well, it is March.
Does it? I hope it comes in six packs now because it used to just come in these bombers.
Yeah. Might even be in cans now, right? Zombie dust cans.
That would be golden.
Yeah. I saw they had a toasted coconut barrel aged stout come out. So I thought about making a trek out there.
Oh, okay.
If they still got it. It's got some silly name. Cocomungo or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would go. I would make a Brian Boru run.
Yeah, I forgot about Brian Boru. Mm-hmm. I think of the local crews, they have a proper 12-month lineup of seasonals. Mm-hmm. You know,
but Brian Boru is an Irish red, but it uses Amarillo hops. It just tastes like a. It might be red in color, but it is an IPA.
That's funny.
True and true.
Oh, you want this?
Like a little malt.
Oh, you want this Alpha Claus Christmas Porter? Yeah, we have to fuck out of it with Cascade.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is them.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was great. And then I got an art history dark Munich beer.
Okay.
Maybe a Dunkel.
Yeah, Dunkel. Sounds like a Dunkel.
It come in like a stein. It was good. Nice. My uncle got the like light version, and I got the dark. I forget what he got. It was either the Pilsner or the Kolsch.
Some things never get old, man. You know? Nice dark lager.
Mm-hmm.
And a stein. At a beer hall?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're eating some on, like.
You could do that 3 days a week.
Yeah, we got potato pancakes and a scotch egg. And give me a stein of beer.
You're good.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of TVs and shit in there, or what's the vibe in B-Lodge these days?
I didn't notice. There's no TVs when you sit in the like area to eat. We had a big booth, and we just kind of like spread out and ordered food, and it was good. There was schnitzel and sausages. I had the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
I don't know, just lots of good stuff. We had some kolaschki's as dessert.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
They're typically like Polish cookies, like stuffed.
Like a stuffed cookie?
Or like sort of, but they have like almost like jam in them. You could like apricot or strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. That sounds like a good hang, man.
Yeah, it was nice. So not a brewery, but either. I'm just trying to prove Nick wrong that there are good places to eat in the burbs.
I was telling somebody about this. I'm like, Brad, all of a sudden every week is telling me how wrong I am, because he thinks I hate the Burbs, and I'm like, it's not.
But yeah, Nick's in the Burbs all the time. He's over in Downers Grove, Park.
I've been to Burbs every week this year, it feels like.
Elmhurst Brewery.
Oh, man. You know, we said at the beginning of the year, that no one's telling us what's going on out here, so we're going to do it. I don't know if I got another 3 months of it in me, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I definitely don't have it. Like, when summertime hits, I'm not going to be going. But I feel like I got another month in me of just going to the burbs.
So where are you going? Where are you going this week? What burb?
You figure it out, man. You know, we just take just a dart, close our eyes, and just throw the dart at the suburban map. And we go. Or we open that Beer Miskers book and see where we haven't been.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm eyeing Afterthought.
Afterthought. Where's Afterthought?
I want to say it's in Downers Grove.
Okay.
Yeah. DG's not, it's not terribly far. It's mm-hmm. not terribly far from Moore.
Okay.
So, once you, if you're on the northwest side, you go, like you're going to the airport, cut through, then take 294 back south.
Yeah.
And now you're over in all the west burb shit is in play.
Yeah, you got, like, over by Bavarian Lodge, there's the Bubble House, there's Ike and Oak right over there.
If you're by Ike and Oak, then you're not far from Whiskey Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a nice, right off the expressway, kind of, right there, 290, mm-hmm. 88. You got a bunch of things that yeah. kind of you can hop into.
Afterthoughts on my menu. Ava, Illinois is not.
Okay.
But I do want to go to Scratch. I just wish it was closer.
I feel like that needs to be warmer. I might do the Winer stop.
Right on. The plant.
Stay in the city, but go far south again. Even though those other two were in the burbs, even though I didn't.
Are you talking about last week?
Yeah, or Steve Hollow and Open Outcry.
Brett was like, I'm basically in Indiana. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
So I'm going to go Winer, which is basically Indiana. So I might do that because they got food, right?
The plant has food. I think the plant's got a pizza joint.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe pop in there.
What are the other breweries out there? We were joking, but Mars is out there.
Mars, yeah.
Mars and Winer. But then after that, where you go? If you wanted to hit a third.
You'd have to go to Pilsen. You'd have to go to Pilsen.
Alulu.
Low-Rise.
Low-Rise. And that's it, because Moody Tongue moved.
Yeah, because Moody. Yeah.
You can't go. If you go past Winer, now you're at Beverly.
Right.
There's nothing else. Right? I can't think of anything else.
No.
City proper between Beverly and Winer. Are there any breweries at all?
Lagunitas?
No, Lagunitas is...
too far west?
Yeah, and Lagunitas is parallel to Dunier.
Oh, it's okay.
North of that. That's like 22nd Street. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Let's make sure we're not missing anybody.
Okay. I'm sure we are, and someone's going to be mad.
I'm sure we are, too.
But yeah, so I might do the Winer stop. So you'll be back in Downers Grove, and I'll be over in Winer. And then we'll figure out this brew day with Emmett's. Sounds pretty good.
We should go. I have no idea where West Indy is, but let's go to there.
Yeah.
Is that where Dirty Nelly's is? Because I like Dirty Nelly's.
What is that?
Dirty Nelly's is that bar, man. That's crazy-ass bar that does those big, crazy parties.
No, I don't know.
I think that's Palatine.
Okay.
But it's a proper fucking bar. Dirty Nelly's.
All right. Any other events or news happening?
I did see, speaking of the burbs, that Goldfinger is another place I wouldn't mind going.
Lager spot.
Goldfinger's a lager brewery in West Burbs, and they have a party coming up called, Goldfinger's in Downers Grove.
You got to do two this weekend. Look at that.
Yeah. Goldfinger's doing Dark Lager Day this year. Or this weekend. So they're debuting three lager beers, and then they actually have a mixed four-pack that you can take home.
You got to go and do research for our Dark Polish Pils.
Man, I want to go to Dark... Yeah, I do want to go to Dark Lager Day. It's outside, you know?
Okay.
Pretty comfortable outside. Now, let's see. Vienna Lager, a Doppelbock, a Black Lager, and a Czech Dark Lager. The Doppelbock has a name. I'm going to butcher the name, so I'm not going to say it. But it's a mixed four-pack. So starting at noon, you can drink on premise. You can do growlers and crowlers and four-packs to take off site.
Nice.
So that's happening this weekend. I like Dark Lager Day. That's some funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And plus, I've never been. I didn't realize it was in Downers Grove. Well, daggum.
You're gonna get a condo in Downers Grove. Get the one in Lyle.
Okay. Like, you know, Brad's in Lyle, right? He's on the spot. Just don't tell anybody. So that's happening. March 14th is the Illinois Craft Brewers Convention and Trade Show. That's down in Bloomington.
Oh, okay. We were wondering where the Craft Brewers. This isn't the Craft Brewers Conference.
No, this is Illinois. This is just Illinois ICBG too. Yeah. So this is at the DoubleTree Hotel. So this is a networking trade show.
Okay.
For the brewing industry, educational sessions, technical workshops, all that sort of jazz.
Okay.
It's a $100 ticket, and this is more like a brewing. If you're interested in getting in the industry, kind of event.
It's not like where that's going, right?
Yeah, where's the fucking party, man?
What are the breweries? What's happening there?
You know, my favorite one of these. Well, not the Illinois one. I think this is the first one. The Craft Brewers Conference. Well, that's like we said, it's a World Beer Cup every other year. Mm-hmm. But then also, all the brewers get together and make a beer, like when it was here.
Right.
I think it was like 10 or so breweries. They all get together and make a symposium beer. So that is cool. Maybe if they do that there, they should talk about that. But yeah, but that's coming up.
Nice.
What else? We got anything else? I think that's it, Brad.
All right. Yeah. It's not too bad.
Oh, cheers to Guinness. St. Paddy's Day will be here in no time. Mm-hmm. Guinness, they converted their power station into a distillery.
So they don't need no power?
And now Guinness has no power.
That's probably not good, man. That's in Germany, they're like going to be a little bit in trouble on the energy.
Germany's like, you should have thought about that. The price went up.
Right, man. We can't take in that Russian gas now.
Listen, we got this fucking Ukraine thing going. You over here playing games with your power station?
Give her your power to make fucking whiskey? We got plenty of whiskey.
What's the matter with you?
Make energy.
Irish whiskey reimagined is what they're calling it. This place is called Roe & Co. Distillery. So it'll be modern Irish whiskey and cocktail exploration at the Guinness Power Plant at St. James Gate.
Okay, nice. Yeah,
so there you go.
I do feel like if you were starting a whiskey distillery in America, I wish distillery could be good.
Mm.
So
I wish distillery sounds nice. You know, whenever you go to Metro, you know how they're in that like kind of fancy mall, right? Mm-hmm. One of the residents is a distillery, and now it's not open yet.
Right.
And it's got a name that I'm not familiar with, but it is a distillery. Maybe it's an Iwish distillery.
I don't think it's called Iwish. If anyone wants to take that name, I'm not going to start a distillery, but I like that name.
I wonder who these folks are, man. Because you see them every time you roll in. You know, you roll
in. Because it's in the building next, like... you don't. You enter to go to Metro on one door, but they're in the other building.
Yeah, I think there's only three tenants, right? There's a coffee joint, there's Metro, and then there's this distillery.
And then there's people that rent boats that have like a little stand.
Yeah, so. I like waving. When I'm in Metro. I like waving at the kayakers as they ride by. The kayak school is like on the other side of the river.
Right. I guess it's like $10 or $15 to dock your boat. At Metro, like if you rolled up in your boat, there is a person waiting down there, and they charge you $15 just to stop. Like it's like a parking fee. Or $10, I forget what it is.
That's rock and roll, though, man. You know, you roll up to Metro on a boat. That's nice. That's
I'm sure, whatever the price is, you got a boat. You can cover this.
True.
But that seems like a lot for a non-boater like me.
I, with no boat, am
if I just want to
questioning
stop,
this price point.
I want to stop and get beer. Park and go, $15. Just throw me some bottles down.
What is the argument? Because you can take a boat, you can take a big boat, a taxi, you can take a water taxi from what?
Goose Clyburn, basically.
Yeah, you could take it from downtown to Goose Clyburn. But then you can't go north to Metro. That should be a stop.
I think it's too shallow for a lot of the
boats.
That
was it. The water's too shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Once they figure that out, man, it's gonna be fun.
They figure it out. They're not like digging out the river for big boats.
They need to figure this shit out. Cause listen, that water taxi can get you to Michigan Ave. It gets you to Union Station. It goes down to Chinatown.
Yeah.
And then it comes up to Goose, Clybourne, or North Ave. So if you can add the metro stop to that, I mean, you could literally ride that boat all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm trying to be.
I'm just saying, it's got to be expensive to, like, dig out the river to make it deeper.
Who's running for mayor? We need to get this North Branch deeper.
That's, like, their platform. I'm going to make the river deeper. People are going to be like, fuck you. We need better schools.
I'm like, no, he's a candidate. He's a candidate I can believe in.
Nick's, like, never on the water. He's like, make the river deeper. Oh, shit. All right. Is that it? Are we done?
I think that's it, man.
Yeah, I wish whiskey and deeper Chicago rivers. That's where we're going to close it
off. Oh, man.
But yeah, cheers to Casa Humilde. Tasty little orange pale ale.
Right on.
And yeah, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when you're not here or in Downers Grove.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad, or you can find me in Lyle somewhere. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.